ego. Okay, so today is June 8th, 2004. And we are going to do ATM lesson number 196. The title is Heels Under the Pelvis, number 6, Rolling Up to Sit. So last week was Japanese style. It's getting easier, though, guys. I love the expression on everybody's face. So you have to come next week to see if I'm going to do another one or we're going to do something different, right, for the end. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, no, you guys will love this one because you've advanced so much. So take a moment to lie on your backs and observe how you're making contact with the floor this morning. Notice how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor, how each side of your pelvis is resting, how your legs are lying on the floor. Take a moment to notice your breath and your breathing. Your inhalation and your exhalation. Good. Okay, so let's begin by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. And begin to, with your feet standing regular, that's it, flat, just begin to rock your pelvis so that you flatten your lower back and the tailbone slightly lifts up, and then you bring the tailbone back down to making contact and you arch the lower back. So just go through that movement. Just go back and forth. And again, it should be a rolling or a rocking movement. It's as if you begin to create arcs with your spine and your pelvis. I think of like the base of a rocking horse. So it means that you move along the spine and sacrum. And you look for going one vertebra at a time. Making it smooth, familiarizing yourself with how your spine and pelvis can move together, I should say in a sequence, more appropriate word. Good. Okay. Now let that go, and please roll to your side and come up to sitting. And you're going to sit with your right leg bent in front of you and the left bent behind you. So it's like a side sitting position. So the right leg bent in front and the left perfect. So you can lean on your right hand somewhere next to your body where it's comfortable. And with your left hand, you're going to reach back to your left heel. And as we've done in the previous lessons, begin to lift the heel up towards the ceiling and lower it. So when you lift it up towards the ceiling, you roll over the top of the toenails. That position that we explored last week, the whole top of the foot. So you lift the heel and roll over the top of the foot. That's it. And you actually do like you are, Kathleen. You slide the foot at the same time closer to your buttocks as if you were going to pull the toes up underneath the buttocks as you roll the foot. That's it. So you lift the heel roll the foot and slide it towards the buttocks, and then you can slide it back out again. So just do that several times. That's it. That's it. So here, so think of lifting like this more. This way. You're pulling in. Let go. This way. So you want to lift. See, the ceiling's up there. So you want to bring this to the outside so this comes more like that. Remember how we did that, the Japanese sitting? Yeah. Okay, there you go. That's it. And slide as much as possible that heel, the left foot, curl the toes under and really try to slide it as close to your left buttocks as possible. That's it. And keeping it there as if you can sit on it. Okay? And if you want to hold it there, you can. Leaning on your right hand, have your right fingers pointing towards the front of the room or forward. Okay? And start to bend your right elbow backwards as if you were going to lean onto your right forearm. And if you need to let go of the left foot, you can do that too.
Are we doing that simultaneously?
Yeah. So, no, not lean forward. Listen to the instructions. You lean back onto the left forearm. So you bend the right forearm. The right elbow. That's it, Susie. How do you get down onto the right forearm? That's it. And then come back up. Figure out what you need to do with the pelvis. What did we just do in the first movement? So if you push your belly out, you come up easier to sit. And then when you round the pelvis, it's easier to lie back. And explore where you put your right hand. So if you put it too far back, you know, maybe a little more to the side. You know, where is the place that it's supportive and the least amount of effort? So you don't feel like you clunk back, but there's a sense of control for yourself. Very good. Good. Now everybody lean back on that right forearm and stay there for a moment. Okay? And with your left knee, very gently, lift the left knee just a little from the floor and lower it again. And feel what begins to happen inside the left hip joint. So when you lower the knee, feel the belly and the hip joint stretch open. So you kind of oscillate inside the hip joint. That's it. Good. Okay. Slowly let that go. Come back up to sitting. Okay. And bring your legs out of the position. Roll onto your back and rest. Please roll to your side, come up to sitting. And now we'll do the opposite side. So that will mean that your left leg is bent in front of you. The sole of your left foot is towards the inside of your right knee. And the right lower leg is bent behind you. You can lean on the left hand if you need to. And if you don't, that's okay. Some people won't need to. And now with your right hand, begin to lift the right heel towards the ceiling. So as you do that, it means the top of the toes, the top of the arch flattens into the floor, and you slide those toes underneath the buttocks, and then you slide it out. So again, you don't try to go towards the position and stay there, but it's an active movement of that's it. So why is it easier on this side? Have you figured that out?
No.
Is it something with the knee or the lower leg or the hip?
Having done it on the other side.
It's easier on this side, isn't it? So that's one of the questions to ask yourself is, if it feels easier, we often just go, oh, okay, it's easier. But ask yourself why. Where is the difference? Is it something in the ankle or the foot or something in the lower leg? So you begin to develop a curiosity about yourself. So now turn the foot so that the toes are as close to being underneath the buttocks as possible. Lean on your left hand. Again, the fingertips should be pointing forward. And you start to bend that left elbow as if to come down to lean on the left forearm. That's it. And then you reverse the movement. You come back up to sitting. Feel what you do with your pelvis and your spine to lower and then come back up again. Good. Now, go down this next time and stay there. And just very gently you lift just a little bit the right knee, just so that it clears the ground. That's it. And when you lower it, feel the stretch and pull through your right groin, through the pelvis. It actually goes all the way up your spine. It can actually pull to your neck from that movement. So you lift it and lower it. Good. And maybe even from this position, you can just bend the right leg out and roll onto your back and rest. Can you just swing the leg out and somehow you're very close to being on your back? Good. And rest. Now continue lying on your back and bend both of your knees so your feet come to standing. And with your left hand, you're going to reach down. Actually, I think you're going to figure out how to do this with both hands. But start with the left hand to get a hold of the left foot. But you want to turn the foot, as we did last week, under so that you're on the top of the foot again. So you kind of, you bend the toes. That's it. And you find a way to slide the foot underneath the buttocks. So that's it. So that you come to having the sole of the foot underneath the buttocks. So Susie, completely turn the foot under. The other way. Like that? Yeah. Well, do what you're doing. It's perfect. Roll over to the right. That's how Moshe works. It's always a trick. Like the circus. Okay? So bring your foot under like that and stay there, okay? And once you're there, lengthen the right leg to be long. So you're, that's it, that's it. Now, see if you can let go. So you, that's it, you can let it, widen your legs a little bit. Keep your leg, your foot under there. So let your knee come out to the side more. That's it, there. Like that. Now straighten and take your hand out. Okay, take your hand out so your arms are by your side. Good. Now, can you lift up your right arm towards the ceiling and can you begin to reach across yourself as if you were going to roll to the left? There. Good. Now, when you reach across yourself, think that you reach up and over. If you just go across, your arm collapses into your chest. So when you're reaching for something, it means the arm is moving out and away from you to grasp something. You just don't bring the arm straight across. That's it. Now try it with the left arm. So think of that you're reaching up. So Kathleen, you're still going just across. Think you're going up and across. This is the problem two people have in yoga class, that they just go over without up. That's up. You see, that engages when you reach up, it gets the whole spine. Can you breathe too? There you go. Good. Okay. Good. Can you lift both arms up? And alternate, lifting one, lifting the other, rocking your back along the floor. So both arms stay up. That's it, Kep. That's it. Very good. Okay. Slowly let that leg come out and rest on your back. Arched? It has to. Yes. Well, it was arched a little bit. Eventually it will get long enough that it doesn't have to arch too much. This is like medieval torture, right? I once saw a picture in a gym of a device like a Stairmaster that was created back in like medieval times. And it just cracked me up. It was in the newspaper and they posted it. It was like this device that they had prisoners do, and it was just like a Stairmaster, you know, and so here we do that in society. I thought, well, we've come a long way. So we've taken torturous devices and put them into daily routines. Oh, it was really funny. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Reach down to get the right foot. So again, what you're doing is you grab the ankle and you bend the toes under. So it means the toenails and the top of the foot becomes flat. And your knee, the more that you bring the foot under your buttocks, even into the center of your buttocks, your right knee can flare out to the right side. It's a little easier. That's it. Once you get the foot under there, you straighten the left foot. Good. Excellent. And if you need to, continue to hold on to that foot. Raise the arm, raise the left arm up towards the ceiling. That's it. And reach as if you're going to roll across yourself. But just don't, again, flop the arm. Reaching is not flopping. That's reaching. Right? This is flopping. Mm-hmm. This does nothing. Okay. Right? This does something. You feel the difference? Mm-hmm. So whenever I'm reaching, at least for myself, one of the earliest lessons I did in this work was, I titled it the balloon raise or the balloon reach. So I was imagining or visualizing that as I would reach up, that I was like my hand was chasing a balloon string. And this balloon is above me in the sky and I'm trying to reach the string. So it's that kind of idea. Because if you bring the arm straight across yourself, you're just collapsing into your rib cage. Now try with the right arm. Reach up and over. Keep that foot underneath there. That's it, Susie. So you can do that one. Excellent. So if that's good enough, that's good enough. Remember the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. Good morning, Valentina. That's it. Good. Okay. And let it rest. Are you going to be in town this weekend, Kathleen?
Yeah.
I should have brought you the, I'll write down for you. I'm doing a workshop for the yoga place on hips. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And let's try the left ankle again. So reach down to get a hold of the left ankle. And if you can, once you lift your pelvis in the air, reach under your pelvis with your right hand. So both hands pull the foot underneath your buttocks and you continue to hold on to the foot. Okay, so lower your pelvis on the foot and now straighten the right leg. That's it. Bend your elbows slightly a little bit out to the side, right? Feel your elbows, okay? And begin to lift your head over to the right and over to the left as if you were going to come up onto your forearms. So you actually lift, that's it. Lift your head. So actually lift your head. So most of you are taking your head back, pressing your head in forward. That's it, but lift your head. So to look means look forward. And come onto the elbows. Excellent. and the forearms. Now, I'd suggest trying to lift as you exhale, and when you lower yourself back down, make sure you take a breath. Otherwise, you will find yourself holding your breath. And as soon as we do that, the movement's no longer good. Good. Excellent. That's it. So the next time you lift, one more time, Kathleen, soften the chest. Okay, so lift your head. That's it, like that. That's it, more like that. Good. Okay. And much better. Okay, pause and slowly let that leg slide out and lengthen your legs to rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And this time you're going to reach down and get a hold of the right foot. Once you pull it underneath the pelvis, your pelvis should be in the air. And you should be able to reach under with your left hand. So you really pull that foot underneath your pelvis. And you'll notice, isn't it interesting how the sole of the foot and the butt just fit together so nicely? It does. And then you straighten the left leg. You have keep the hold. Don't let go of your hands. Remember, keep on holding with your hands so that you then begin to lift your head on this side. When you lift your head, your chest needs to fold. That's it. And you come up onto your elbows and forearms as if to look down towards the toes of your left foot. And again, it's probably easiest to lift on your exhale. That allows your ribs to fold easier. Great, Susie. Terrific. I love it when people have come so long that they know how to take the directions and allow it to work for them so they can still learn with the movements. You don't give up. That's it. Good. Okay. Let that go and rest on your back again. Okay, please roll to your side, bring yourself up to sitting. We're going to sit in that side sitting position again. The left leg will be bent behind you. The right leg will be bent in front of you, meaning the right foot comes close to the inside of the left knee. And take your left hand to reach back to the left heel, twisting those toes to bend them so that you're sitting, once again, as much as possible, on your left foot. So the toes, it's the same exact movement, right? You're on the toenails in the arch, right? Now, leaning on both hands to the side and slightly behind you, both hands. Fingers always need to be directed forward. Why? What happens if you flare your hands, your fingers out to the side? That's right. You've got to learn to think here. You can't bend your elbows, so you can't lie back. So if the fingers are forward, always remember that. You have access to bend the elbows to lean back. Okay? So let's start by bending more so onto the right hand, thinking of the right forearm and elbow coming down to the floor, and then you reverse it. You come back up. So you roll through the forearm and the wrist. Excellent. And then you go back down just to the right. Beautiful, Susie. That's it, Kathleen. Just to the right and come back up. Good. Please, again, check in with your breath and your breathing. Make sure that you're not holding your breath. Good. Now, let's shift to the left. Is it possible to lean back on the left hand now and come onto the left forearm and the left elbow? That's it. And come back up. Always reverse it. Good. Good. Now, the next time that you come up, you're going to lean back onto the right forearm. And once you're there, begin to let your head roll back towards the right shoulder, hang back, and then bring your left elbow down. And then your head comes over to the left shoulder, and then you start to arc it in front of the left shoulder to bring yourself back up to sitting. That's it, Kathleen. Excellent. So you start to learn to make a circle with your head and your neck. So you first go down, take your time, to the right. And once you get that right elbow and forearm there, you let the head hang over to the shoulder, and then you hang it back. It means your chin needs to go up towards the ceiling, and you need to open the throat and the chest. So it means the back is now arching. You have a very large arch in the back. And then you roll the head through over to the left, bringing the chin forward, bringing your weight onto the left forearm, and then coming up. That's it. Good. Try it one more time. That's it. Slowly. Good. Okay. Enough. Roll onto your back and rest. Please roll to your side, come up to sitting again. This time you will be side sitting with your left leg bent in front. That means the sole of the left foot is directed towards the inside of your right knee. You swing the right leg behind you. And you begin by first pulling that right foot, the right toes, underneath your right buttocks. At that this point, it should become comfy cozy. The sole of your foot and your buttocks have become good friends now. Good. Now, lean on both hands to the side of you. Remember about your fingers. That becomes your responsibility now to remember that. And begin to lean down on your left forearm and left elbow first. So just go down and come back up. And each time you go down and come up, think to yourself, how could you make it a little easier? What could you do in your pelvis? What could let go in the right hip joint, in your spine, that somehow might feel a little easier? Fingers forward, remember? Forward. No, that's back. Forward. There. Good. Now, the next time you come up, let's see if you can lean onto the right hand and the right forearm. It's a little more challenging because you're taking yourself diagonally over. Good. Very nice, Kathleen. So when you go back into this position, start to remind yourself, too, of not only your breathing and your breath, but that area called the tanden. That area between the pubic bone and your belly button. This leads us to opening that area up tremendously, where most of us have so much holding. Yeah, can you go back? No? You lost it. Maybe let the soul... I think this is too close to you. Are you trying to pull this in so close like that? Okay. Now just try to lean back. There you go. Let your head hang back. That's it. Interest. There you go. That's it. Just take baby steps. There. I think it's something with that left knee. Okay. Yeah, well, you can do that. That's okay. So the next time you come up now, we'll begin to do where you lower yourself first onto the left side. Then let your head lean over to the left first and roll. It's a rolling movement. You're creating a half of an arc, a half of a circle of letting, think of it as your left ear rolls to the left shoulder, rolls and hangs back, comes over to the right side and forward. And when it comes over to the right side, the right elbow's down there, right? So it drops the right elbow. That's it, Kathleen. And bring the ear all the way over to the shoulder. That's it. Before you lift the head, your ears make contact with the shoulder. It's a rolling movement. That's beautiful. And then you come all the way up to sitting again. So the more that you can allow your head to hang and trust it, which means that your chest, the sternum, has to come forward. If the sternum is collapsed, it's going to feel pinchy in your neck. Okay? So again, once you get back onto the forearm, start by the ear. Take the ear first over to the left shoulder. And then drop the head back, Kathleen. Roll it back. And bring that right ear over to the shoulder. Beautiful. Making it as elegant as possible. It's what you see dancers do, how they can allow the head to hang back, or acrobatics. Yes? Good. Okay. Let it go and rest on your back. Now, as you continue on lying on your back, please bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Get a hold of the left ankle, as we did previously. Pull that left foot under your buttocks, so it means to lift your buttocks. Slide the right hand under so that both hands are holding the left foot. Not that way, with the toes curled under. The same way we're doing the whole day. Flatten the toes, flatten the foot, sit on the foot. There you go. There you go. And now lengthen your right leg. Have your elbows out to the side so that you can prepare yourself to come up onto them. And this time, as you start to come up, you let your head hang back and roll the head up. So the head hangs back. That's it, Kathleen. Now roll the head over to the right and look up. And then roll the head back over to the left and look up. But lift your head. So you stay on your elbows, but roll it. The same movement. So you roll the ear, so roll to the right, bring the right ear over, and then lift the head to look onto the horizon, which is me. Then drop the head back, roll it through the center, come over to the left. That's it. But come all, can you lift it all? There, there! That's it. Can you get your elbows a little bit more underneath you so your chest is propped up? There. Your head's, that's it. You're on the elbows. There. Shoulders are off. Head hangs back. Roll the head. Go once to the right, once to the left. That's it. That's it. But let's get you more up on your elbows. Up, 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 like that's it. There! So get yourself here first. Get those elbows underneath you.
Well, they don't reach the leg.
That's okay. It's more important to be on your elbows then hold the foot. So if you need to lose the foot, Kathleen, even for you, pull your elbows up more underneath you so you can really prop yourself up on your elbows. Then drop the head back and begin to roll over and up, over, up, over.
Next thing we'll be scalping.
That's right. I'm going to scalp y'all next time. That's it. There. Okay. Paul's like, she can't grab my hair. Come on, up onto your forearms. Prop yourself up. That left foot should be underneath your buttocks. So again, once you get it underneath there, if you need to let go to get yourself up onto your elbows, really, that's it. So pull your elbows up high like this. You see that? You don't need to hold the foot. The foot can do its own thing so that you're really solid here, okay? Then here, you're doing it beautifully. Here, and feel when you get back here, let this lift. Not the butt. Here, push your belly. That's it. And then over, and then it flexes, and then over. That's it. It can be quite a delicious movement once you find the organization. I know for many of us, because our neck is separated, it's not functioning with the thoracic spine, it can be extraordinarily painful. But once that connection gets there, it's extraordinary to feel the freedom of letting your head hang behind you. Great. Okay, let it go. Rest on your back again. I'm glad you're laughing today. That's good. It is.
It's like at least you're in several different places, so you can't concentrate on one of them.
Oh. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing this time. Get a hold of the right foot, right? The right ankle. Pull those toes up underneath the buttocks. Find that nice little groove that the foot, the sole of the foot and the buttocks have, and then you can let go. Okay? Lengthen the left leg and prop yourself up onto your elbows. Really find a good way to prop yourself up. And begin to take your right ear over to the right. Allow the head to roll back, hang back, bring it over to the left side. And really, the more you can think of the ear and the shoulder coming towards each other. So that's your beginning place. And then arcing back. And then really trying to get your ear as close to the shoulder before you lift the head to look on the horizon. When I first, I couldn't even do this when I was first introduced to this. I had so many injuries in my neck. It was very, very painful, like nerve pain. Mm-hmm. And now I use the word delicious. Now I have absolutely no pain or discomfort. But I had to learn to organize my sternum and my thoracic spine to connect to the cervical. Yes. No, you're fine. Good. Okay. And let it go and rest on your back. Your feet can be. Yeah. That's why you're doing it here today. And the more that you do it at home, I think the more that you avoid chairs when you can. It's like to do things like putting pictures in photo albums or bills. Get on the floor. Sit in these different ways. it will really serve you. In fact, I never sit at a desk to do stuff like that. So just rest for a minute on your back. And if you think about it, that's what children spend most of their time. You know? I think it's healthier for children. It's really odd. I mean, I think it's healthier for children to go to the floor and to do things, work on the floor. And it's kind of odd how we get into this desk structure and, you know, going to, like, libraries and these desks. And, you know, most people just fall asleep there. Because it's very fatiguing sitting in that kind of posture. Okay, so roll to your side and come up onto your knees. So we'll connect this to last week's, where we left off, the Japanese sitting. So you're on your knees, so you're standing on your knees, right? Hands are up, so you're up on your knees. That's it. Toes are flat, but come all the way up. You're on your knees, not on your buttocks, up, up, there. Now you can swivel in your right foot, okay, and bring the left foot to sit inside the right. So your knees should be spread apart. This is what we called, remember last week, Japanese sitting. You weren't here, Kathleen. So not crossing your ankles in the feet. So the foot, there you go. So what did I say? Bring the left foot inside the right. So spread your knees wider. There. That's it. And now in this position, place your hands on the floor in front of you. That's it. And begin to take your pelvis back to sit onto your heels and your feet. That's it. And just come straight to sitting. Put your hands on your thighs. Come back. Bring your hands back in front of you. Lift your buttocks up again. And just do that a few times. And each time, as your feet are like this, it challenges your feet. Really look for a way for the feet to really rest. This is what I'm saying. You can let your knees be as wide as you want. Keeping your knees together doesn't permit the feet to rest inside of each other. So the feet also have the same capacity to lie inside of one another as your buttocks. So again, the right foot, your knees are, let's say, 2 feet apart. Hands are on the floor. You swing the right foot in. So the right big toe is towards the left knee. Then bring the left foot to sit inside of that. And you lower your pelvis back and you can bring your hands comfortably onto your knees. And then from this position, can you turn to look over your right shoulder? Can you look to the left? Look over the left shoulder, back to the right, to the left. Good. Place your hands back down. And now just lift the feet and change them over. That means the left will go down first. That means the toenails and the top of the foot is on the floor. The left big toe is towards the inside of the right knee. Place the right foot, top of the right foot, in the sole of the left. Walk your pelvis back to sit. Good. Come back, and you can change over again. And learn to change them over quite quickly. And you'll notice, for sure, like everything else, one foot will sit easier inside the other. But just feel how nice and easy of a posture this is to sit in, right? So it's a very nice way if you want to place bills or something on the floor. And you can move forward and you can move back. And then you can come up and change over the feet. And now you can come over to one side. So place your hands on the floor and start moving your hands around yourself.
Can you do this?
Sure. Sure. The crossing just stretches them more. And now, good. So place the hands to the side of you and remember which way the fingers go. And can you begin to lean back onto the right forearm and come back up and lean back onto the left forearm. And then, yes, you can imagine, if you can lean onto the right, what do we do with the head? The right ear goes to the right shoulder. You allow the head to go all the way back, and when it does, you can bring the left forearm there. Bring the head over to the left and come back up to sitting. And try it again. So lean back on one hand. You always lean back first on one hand. And it's not until your head rolls all the way back to the neutral or the center that the other forearm and elbow comes down. That's it, Kathleen. Now drop the elbow, the right elbow down. That's it. And then roll through. And then see, when you bring your head over to the right, the left arm is going to come up first. So whichever way you take your head over to that shoulder, it's the opposite arm that's going to come up first. That's it. And try it again. Good. Okay. And go ahead and lie on your back and rest for a minute. And now let's just see if we can do from this position or posture to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, get a hold of your right foot and slide it underneath your pelvis, right, so that the toes are under. And once that one's under, can you bring the left one under? That's it. Good. Good. Can you then, you can let go of your hands and bring your elbows wide. Can you now lean on to either your right or your left elbow, forearm, and roll to that side and come up to sitting, leaving your feet under. You don't take your feet out. You use lean, that's it. Come up to sitting. And go back down. Try to pull your feet, though, Kathleen, more underneath you. There. And go back. Good. Good. Okay. Now, straighten your legs this time, lying on your back. Have your arms by your side. Have your elbows slightly bent out and your palms on the ground. And now lift your head, and let's have you lift your head and bring your head over to the right. Let your left shoulder come up. And can you bring yourself up to sitting this way? So just lean on your right forearm. That's it. Come up and then go back down and come up on the other side. Excellent. That's it. But come all the way, no hands up. No reaching with the hands. Just doing it by leaning from one side, that's it, to the other. Roll through the back. Kathleen, come all the way up. Valentina, keep both arms back. So we've done other lessons where you use the opposite arm to reach, but we're not doing that one today. So this is different, where you keep both arms and now come all the way up. Up. No. Sitting. The other's leaning. And now go back on one side and let the head hang back, round the head through the other side. And as the ear comes close to the shoulder, you bring yourself up onto the horizon. And now go over to the other side. Excellent. Your legs can be spread a little bit apart. They don't have to be glued together. If they are, that's a way to hold your breath. Good. Good. Okay. And rest on your back.
How long does it take you to learn to continue breathing?
A lifetime. An interesting question is, do you find yourself? Well, it changes. Do you find yourself holding your breath more from physical movements or challenges or emotional challenges? Stress. I mean, there's multiple reasons why we go into holding our breath. So it's like which is activated. So I rarely hold my breath now physically moving. Rarely. But it's more those emotional challenges that, so then you can work on that level. Okay, so rest on your back. Notice what your contact is like now with your shoulders, with your pelvis. How your legs are feeling, your arms. You roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Just notice the rolling of your head and your neck now. Good. Okay, so go ahead and roll to one of your sides. Bring yourselves up to sitting and then standing, and again come to stand onto a firm surface. Feel how standing feels now, your relationship to the ground through your feet, the contact that your feet are now making. So begin to walk around the room. Just listen to a couple things as you're walking. So the earlier lessons, we worked with pushing through the toes, the big toe and the second toe. But there's also this phase as the foot comes behind you that the top of the foot, the arch, right, where the ankle is, has to stretch out too, which is what we did today. Right? It's like every single movement in the body. It's the yin and the yang. It's the pendulum. So as much as that you need to be able to bend the ankle and flex the foot, you also need to be able to elongate it. There's that phase in the ankle. And that's when the beginning of the foot coming behind you before the toes push. Does that make sense? Can you guys all sense that, feel that?
No, say it again.
Okay, so as your foot starts to come behind you, right, what did we do today, Susie? We did all this stuff this, right? There's a reason for that. It's not just to abuse you, right? Okay, so right here, see that? Look at there. You go from here to here. So you have this that we did a lot of, and then you go into that phase. There's the whole phase in walking. So you need both parts in the ankle. What most of you do are very rigid. A lot of people, I shouldn't say you, but what a lot of people are is very rigid, and they don't have any of this movement going on at all. So there's a purpose for doing this, as much as there was the purpose of coming on the toes. Okay? So what you do is you just walk around and try to sense that part of the action of the movement in your foot. And what that permits you to do is to be able to bend your knee in walking, which allows the leg to swing forward. The knee has to bend and come forward. The leg has to swing forward and back. So the knee has to bend. If you don't bend the knee, so lock your knees. How do you walk? How do you walk with locked knees? What do you need to do?
Flat-footed. Yes.
Excellent. Like you become flat-footed. And you, what do you do with the hips? You have to do a lot of lifting, side things. Okay? So there's a relationship, again, between the foot and the knee and the hip joint, the whole sense of the self. But the knee, it's critical that the knee is able to bend. So often when people have had strokes or injuries, they go into locking the knee, and then that locks the foot and the hip joint. Okay, so you have many tools to play with. I would encourage you to get on the floor this week as much as possible. Start doing paperwork bills on the floor instead of sitting at a table. Your legs and feet will be happier. You'll live longer. Okay, and we'll see you next week.